Thanks for downloading this podcast from Radio Kerry. For more, go to radiokerry.ie/podcasts or search iTunes using the keyword Radio Kerry.
Well, Gerry, I kind of thought about last night about what my feelings actually were. I was a bit weepy, so I just thought I'd jot down my feelings. My biggest problem, Gerry, is we've had the Lafayette report, the Ryan report, the Magdalen report, the Nazareth report, and every single one of them have ended up with nothing done. Now, unless the Pope actually states that the hierarchy would turn a blind eye to the hurt and abuse caused to us are answerable, then we're back to square one again.
That's how you feel. You feel there's a greater need for accountability amongst the hierarchy, I suppose, those and those involved, or those who knew, or those who have presided over any level of cover-up at various churches throughout the world, various country churches throughout the world?
Yes, I think that's it, actually. See, we've never actually had anybody who turned a blind eye made answerable. If you even, I hope you don't mind, we'll go back to the Kerry case of one particular priest here who was moved to 18 different parishes. 18 different parishes. And there isn't a person in Kerry that doesn't know the man's name. You know, and I mean, the reason I'm going back to Kerry is that the fact that women from all over have requested that this man's remains be removed from the church in Ballylongford, all fell on deaf ears, and that there's a plaque to him in the Ballyduff church. So every time people go into that church, they're reminded of the horrors of this man. And this wasn't just me. This was hundreds of people, even teachers all over Kerry, that brought this man to the notice of the superiors.
And it's cases like that throughout Ireland, throughout, we've seen the report now from the United States as well, that people are still grappling with and still struggling with and want some answers from the hierarchy of the church on.
Well, I think unless they come straight out with the answer, Gerry, there's no point saying it won't happen again. What they've got to say to the people is that we will make the people who actually watch this and move priests from parish to parish, we'll make them culpable. Because, I mean, you know, you can't just always turn a blind eye to the people in charge. All people were asking in the case of Father McAuliffe, who's dead and is well documented in Radio Kerry as well as everywhere else, all the people were asking is that plaque in Ballyduff be taken down so that there's no memories of it, and then he'd be moved out of the graveyard in the churchyard or in the churchyard. And nobody has listened. And I think there's a bitterness there. And that's not just here in Kerry. That's all over.
Mm. What do you make then of, like, this morning, lots of coverage in the newspapers, and there has been really over the last number of days and weeks in the lead up to this, John, the concentration on the survivors of abuse. Archbishop Dermot Martin has said the majority of victims of clerical child abuse have yet to come forward, and he called for a more supportive judicial system to assist them. He said the number of victims in Ireland was immense due to the many roles the Catholic Church played over the years, particularly in Ireland, because of the industrial schools, the day schools, the Magdalen laundries, the mother and baby homes, the children abused by priests and parishes. The number of those abused is immense, and these numbers have come forward is only a proportion of that, and there are many people who are still holding it in their own hearts, the sadness of abuse. What do you make when you hear a senior church cleric say something like that?
I couldn't agree more with him, Gerry, because I know, I wouldn't say hundreds of people, I wouldn't have that count. I know a lot of people that still haven't come forward. They said they wouldn't because they don't want to relive what has happened to them. You know, I don't think you'll ever get to the point where everybody will come forward, because if they did, this would go into thousands upon thousands. And that's in Ireland alone, you know, with what's been happening. And I think he was a brave man to come out and say it, you know, and I think he's completely right. I couldn't agree more with him.
Okay. What are you expecting from the Pope? I mean, he's going to meet with victims of clerical sex abuse. There's an expectation he will say things. He released this letter earlier on this week saying we abandoned the little ones, we didn't care for them, in response to the report in the United States. So what are you expecting from him when he comes on Saturday?
Well, Jerry, I expect more than fluffed words. I think it's a great thing he's coming, and I think the church has this one chance to get back the respect and love of the people. Because all the people are asking for, they're crying out for somebody to say, yes, it happened, it really did happen. Yes, we will make sure that the people responsible are held responsible. Yes, we will make sure that people who knew what was going on are held to account. Then I think, I genuinely think a lot of people will say, yes, he's genuine. Mm. But if he actually comes and says, I'm sorry for what happened, they will be words that have been heard over and over and over again.
But no backup with real consequences for those who turned a blind eye or moved priests from parish to parish.
Yeah, that is the problem, actually. And I mean, we have to look at ourselves. I mean, Jerry, that principal from the school in the Stole who pulled me all those years ago, and she said, you know, John, when Father McAuliffe was coming to our school, eventually I had to have two or three teachers in the classroom to stop anything happening. Now, those people, they still live today, the people who watched all this, and yet the hierarchy still turned their backs on them. Mm. I mean, when I went to the hierarchy first, Jerry, what I was told was, it's too long ago, forget it.
That's the message you were given?
That's the message I was given.
Yeah, and there's no...
When I went on States of Fear that time, the amount of people that came out and told their stories, you know, and they genuinely thought that they'd be listened to. Now, this is one chance of bringing Ireland back from the brink as far as religion is concerned. Yeah. And if he doesn't, if he just does not take this chance, I think we can forget it.
Yeah. John, can I put a point to you? And look, we'll obviously see what the Pope says and when he meets the representative groups of victims of clerical child sex abuse. What would you say to somebody who's looking at this and following all the coverage over the last couple of weeks and is saying, look, too much is being expected from this one visit? This is the world meeting of the families that happens every couple of years in different countries. There are people of faith who go up to talk about serious issues in the church, other issues like the number of priests, like how they're going to deal with the whole issue of LGBT. That too much concentration has been placed on Ireland's legacy of abuse, that not every priest was an abuser. Lots of good work was done, and it's being overshadowed too much, or too much is being concentrated on this one visit by the Pope, or too much is being expected of it. What would you say to that point of view?
Jerry, I have great friends, priests. I have a great deal of respect for an awful lot of priests. I really have, and believe me when I say that. I don't want the Pope to spend his visit in Ireland talking about abuse. I really don't. What I would like to happen is just take two or three minutes to make a statement that would give a little bit of strength to the people by saying, look, I'm sorry, it's going to be zero tolerance regarding abuse in the church, and the people at the top who have or will willingly turn their backs will be made answerable.
Okay.
Now, it won't take long to say that, Jerry.
Yeah, I'd imagine it wouldn't. Has this brought up, and I'd imagine, look, for others as well who are listening, maybe people, as you've talked about, who haven't come forward, this visit and all of the discussion coinciding with the report coming out in the US and the timing of that, that has it brought up very difficult issues and memories for a lot of people, do you think, John?
Oh, I think there's an awful lot of people very, very sad at the moment. And I'm hoping it's sad they are and not too angry, because anger doesn't bring anything. I think, you know, there's a lot of people hoping that he will just say those few words. I mean, you can hear me this morning. I wasn't going to make any comment until after the Pope said his piece. And after he said his piece, I will make a comment. But, you know, I'm saying everything's important this weekend, Jerry. The meetings of families is very important. You know, there's a lot of things, but I think I'm still saying, look, just spend that couple of minutes and make a genuine sound, you know, that says you will not allow it to happen. That's all.
And that there will be consequences for people who turned a blind eye or who didn't do enough, that they will face consequences, yeah, and that zero tolerance from here on out.
It has to be, Jerry. And if it doesn't, I mean, I think the church can rise itself from the ashes again. We all know where it's going at the moment, okay? Now, as I told you, I have great friends priests, and I always will. I think there's very good priests, and I think there's a very few really bad apples. I know we're saying thousands, Jerry, but thousands in the numbers of priests that are throughout the world that have gone from Ireland. You know, it isn't that many. But it's physically, I think the biggest problem was the cover-up. I think that's where all this has gone wrong.
That's why people are still angry.
I think people are still angry about the cover-up. But that doesn't say that this weekend is not very important. It's very, very important to people, to deal with families and everything else.
Yeah.
I think all I would expect of the Pope is that 1 minute to openly say, you know, it will be zero tolerance for anybody who's covering up and for anybody who does it. And that will never happen again. But he still has got to answer and say it was so wrong. Mm. As to what they did in the past, and say it with feeling.
Okay. All right. Well, John, look, thanks very much for taking the time to talk to us this morning and give us your views. We'll see what happens over the weekend with regards to that, but thanks for giving us your thoughts.
You're very welcome, Jerry. Okay.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from Radio Kerry. For more, go to radiokerry.ie/podcasts or search iTunes using the keyword Radio Kerry.